You're listening to Say Something with Yossi Cody on the Boston Free Radio. A good evening. I am not quite sure because I don't know how long it's been, but I have not seen the sight of a day or night in ages. Today, I want to welcome you to a very special episode of the Say Something with Yossi Cody. Now, I want to start by saying that our life is a series of actions or a process of action at different levels of the conscience. Consciousness is experiencing, naming, and recording records. And that consciousness is challenged in response, which is experiencing, then terming and naming and pre-recording and post-recording and all that which is memory. This process is action, is it not? And consciousness is action. And without the challenge, response, and without the experiencing, naming, or recording, which is memory, there is no action. Now, can you say that action creates the actor? That is, the actor comes into being when the action has a result and an end in view. If there is no result in action, then there is no actor. But if there is an end or result in view, then the action brings about the actor. Thus, actor, action, and end or result is a unitary process, a single process which comes into being when action has an end in view. Action towards a result is will. Otherwise, there is no will, is there? The desire to achieve an end brings about will, which is the actor. I want to achieve. I want to write a book. I want to be a rich man. And I want to be on MTV. Thus, today, we are going to sit and wait for my big break with MTV. They recently sent me an email asking what would be a good time to call, because they tried calling me and, you know, no one answers the phone or it's busy because, you know, other people are on it. So I gave them this number and I told them to call me right now because this is This is our golden hour together. So together, we shall see what is MTV. First, because they have not called me yet, I would like us to turn into a hypnotic state which is creating success and happiness, and we're channeling it to the MTV so that they can call me, and it gives us something to do while we're waiting for the call. Please,
this is your time,
do it with me.
Allow the power of your mind to help you achieve your goals.
Yes, let's achieve.
Now to begin, get into a comfortable position.
Everybody.
And choose a single point on the ceiling or wall. Now gently, comfortably gazing up at that spot. Allow your mind to clear and bring your attention to your breathing. Now it is okay if your mind wanders, just bring your attention back to your breathing. As you continue to focus on that single point on the ceiling or wall, you're naturally creating an alpha brainwave state, which is the ideal state for taking in new, positive, and empowering suggestions. As you feel yourself becoming more and more comfortable with every breath that you take in, you'll begin to notice your eyelids growing heavier.
They are heavy.
As your eyelids continue to grow heavier and heavier, feeling yourself now becoming more and more comfortable with every breath that you take in. When your eyelids become so heavy that the harder you try to keep them open, the more difficult it becomes.
Oh, yes.
You can give yourself permission to close your eyes.
You can close your eyes.
As 100% of your attention is focused now on each and every breath that you take in, you feel yourself going deeper and deeper into a wonderful state of inner peace. And any and all thoughts that enter your mind will not distract or disturb you, but will take you even deeper. I'd like you to shift your attention down into your feet. Feel the gentle, subtle pull of gravity pulling your feet down gently and comfortably, relaxing your feet.
I'm so relaxed.
As the relaxation grows stronger and stronger, taking you deeper and deeper, feel the soothing, healing sensation of comfort as it flows through your legs.
I can't feel
feeling
my
it
legs.
In your hips, abdomen, and lower back. As the comfort flows through your spine, you can feel it saturating every muscle in your back.
Oh, yeah.
That soothing, comfortable sensation,
yes,
growing stronger and stronger.
I feel it. It's like
as the comfort flows into your chest, and your breathing becomes even easier.
Yes.
As the comfort moves in to your shoulders,
yes,
feel any remaining tension let go.
I am letting go.
And as the comfort washes down your arms and into your hands, notice that wonderful heavy sensation of comfort. Just like when you awake in the middle of the night and your body is still in a deep state of rest. Feeling the comfort as it soothes your neck. As the comfort moves into the back of your head, notice how comfortable your head feels.
I can't even feel it.
Feeling that soothing sensation of relaxation wash over your face. And every muscle in your face softens, relaxing and letting go.
Wash my face.
Feeling so good now as your physical body becomes more and more comfortable with every breath that you take in.
Thank you. I can feel it.
And as you continue to go deeper and deeper into this wonderful state of comfort and inner peace with every breath that you take in, just allow yourself to enjoy this experience. Because it is your very powerful mind that is making these positive, permanent changes. Changes that honor you. That honor your soul. That honor the truth of your nature. A magnificent being with unlimited potential.
Yes, without TV, they will be calling me.
Using your imagination now, I'd like you to visualize or imagine yourself standing at the top of a staircase of 20 steps.
That's a lot of stairs.
You feel safe, confident, and secure.
Yes.
The staircase is well lit by a beautiful chandelier.
Oh, it's golden. So golden.
Down the sides of the staircase on each side are solid gold hand railings.
Yes, solid gold.
With a plush, comfortable marble-colored carpeting under your feet.
Yes, a golden marbled carpet.
You feel powerful.
Yes.
Important. Truly valuable as you stand at the top of this staircase, this divine staircase that represents your unconscious mind. Now, with each step down the staircase, your relaxation will double, taking you deeper and deeper. With every step down.
Yes. I feel
taking
it.
The first step down now.
I feel
from
it
20
deeper.
Down
and deeper.
To 19.
And deeper.
18.
And deeper.
17.
Deeper.
16.
Yes.
15.
15, yes.
14.
Deeper.
13.
Deeper.
12.
Yes.
11.
Yes.
10.
Oh, yes.
9.
Yes.
8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Going even deeper now.
Yes, it's deeper and deeper. I can't even speak.
At the bottom of the staircase, you step in to a beautiful room.
Yes.
A large, elegant room.
Yes.
Notice the pictures on the wall. Invoke feelings of love and power. There are vases of flowers. Beautiful flowers.
They're manicured.
You feel like royalty as you stand comfortably and confidently in this room. Take a few steps forward and sit down on a very comfortable couch.
Oh, this couch is so good.
And next to the couch is a very elegant end table.
Oh, God, and yeah.
On it is a book. Intrigued, you pick up the book. On the cover of this book, a very special, powerful book, is your name.
Yes.
It's the book of your life. Your life story. Intrigued and excited, you open the book.
Yes, I already opened it.
As you browse through the first couple of pages, you see names that you recognize, your parents, your birthday, facts that validate that this is, in fact, the story of your life.
Yes, it is.
Skipping past the first couple of chapters, you arrive to the middle of the book. And curiously, you seem to land on the page that lays out this very experience right here, right now.
It's a miracle.
The moment that you change your future.
Yeah.
The moment that you heal your past. You clear away all of the lies and stories that you used to tell yourself, the beliefs that held you back. Before moving forward in the book, you just have to look at those first couple of chapters again to see if anything has in fact changed. Feeling a little bit of nervous excitement.
Oh, yeah.
You turn back several pages and you can feel a different type of energy emanating from the book. Positive and empowered. As if the things that you've experienced in the past no longer have the same emotional charge. They seem to be more empowered and optimistic. As if somehow, even the events that occurred in the past have empowered you made you stronger, more competent, and more capable. Excitedly, you flip forward, noticing that your future is absolutely amazing. Far beyond your wildest imagination. Your heart expands with love, joy, and excitement as you read through the chapters. Your future is written in the most empowering, wonderful, divinely inspired ways. You feel more optimistic than you have ever felt in your entire life,
knowing
that your future is bright,
yes.
That you are achieving your goals, that your life is filled with passion, purpose, and excitement, that all the money and resources you need to live the life that's aligned with your heart's desires,
yes.
Flows to you easily,
yes.
Naturally, comfortably.
It's flowing.
Now, as you sit there, fully immersed in this moment of true empowerment, you are connected now with your divine life mission,
yes.
Your purpose. And at a deep unconscious level, you have set the wheels in motion,
yes.
To create the life of your dreams. With each and every passing day, you're experiencing opportunities,
yes,
evidence,
yes.
That you are living a truly meaningful, divinely supported life,
yes.
That you are capable of all that your heart desires. You are worthy and deserving of love, safety, security, comfort, and abundance.
Yes.
And you are now fully and completely open to receiving all of the blessings that life has for you right now. Open to receiving wonderful abundance, love,
yes.
Joy,
all
that your heart desires.
Please call me.
This memory is now active within your very powerful subconscious mind. Your mind is working for you now to achieve all of your heart's desires naturally, easily, comfortably, and unconsciously. Now, if you choose to awaken, you will awaken feeling empowered, refreshed, revitalized, full of energy, full of enthusiasm at the count of five.
Yes.
If you choose to sleep, you will sleep deeply and restfully, awakening at the appropriate time, feeling wonderful. And you can simply ignore my count. So now, at zero, go even deeper. reinforcing this very powerful transformational experience.
Yeah. Oh, I have a call. Hold on.
One.
Let us stop this right now. What the hell? Hello?
You filled out some information for our show for MTV about people who have an online fake profile.
Yes, I did.
And I just wanted to hear your story.
Yes, well, I did not really know where to begin.
Where do you live?
Right now, I am in prison, and I do not know my location. But I do have other representatives, and they live around the Boston, Massachusetts area in the USA.
Okay, well, we will call you back, because if you're there, then we can't tape. So I'll keep you in mind for other stuff.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. Wow. Hello? Hello? They are gonna keep me in mind for other stuffs? That's a good thing, right? Oh shoot. It's the cleaning lady. I have to hide. Please. Please, hold on. Confused right now. I don't know what just happened. I should not have got into that meditative state before the MTV called me. I have made error in my ways, telling them that I was in prison. I don't know what to say. Oh, it's the cleaning lady. She cannot find me in here. I feel like I'm in all chaos right now. Seriously, what just happened? I'm going to ask, can we play that call again? I need to listen to it to understand. I don't understand if that means they're going to put me on their show in another time. Or not at all. Maybe let's hear that again. If we can.
Filled out some information for our show for MTV about people who have an online fake profile.
Yes, I did.
And I just wanted to hear your story.
Yes. I did not really know where to begin.
Where do you live?
Right now, I am in prison, and I do not know my location. But I do have other representatives, and they live around the Boston, Massachusetts area in the USA.
Okay, well, we will call you back, because if you're there, then we can't tape, so... I'll keep you in mind for other stuff.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thanks.
Bye. Where did I go wrong? I guess it's true in the game of Monopoly. When you are in jail, you cannot collect gold. Or is it? Collect $200 when you pass go. But she says she's going to use me for other stuff. So that is good. That is really good. Well, I guess that was my big break from MTV. I just want to hear that one more time, because I just still, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable.
You filled out some information for our show for MTV about people who have an online fake profile?
Yes, I did.
And I just wanted to hear your story.
Yes, well, I did not really know where to begin.
Where do you live?
Right now, I am in prison, and I do not know my location. But I do have other representatives, and they live around the Boston, Massachusetts area in the USA.
Okay, well, we will call you back, because if you're there, then we can't tape. So, I'll keep you in mind for other stuff.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
That was amazing. That was amazing. Please, if anybody out there has ever experienced the joy and comfort of MTV calling, please give me a call. I am excited and yet disappointed, but hopeful all at the same time. Please call me. My number is 617-454-4237. Together, let us share our MTV sob stories and woes. Yes. I guess maybe you haven't had MTV call you. That's okay. If you give me your name and email, I can send it to them. And have them call you. Maybe you can be on their show as well. Because I can't, because I'm in prison and they can't take me from here. But they are definitely going to use me for other stuff. So that is good. That's really good. It's almost made me I need to go back and remember who I really am. Let us meditate on this. And please feel free to call me with your MTV experience. Have you been rejected by MTV like me? Have you been rejected and they didn't even call you? Give me a call. Give me a call.
Let's go ahead and begin. It is a guided meditation. Again, the purpose is to tune into who we really, really are. The aspect of the consciousness, the energy.
I have a call. Maybe it's MTV again. Hello, caller.
Hello, Yossi. This is Johnny Fontaine.
Hello, Johnny Fontaine. You're not calling again from the MTV, are you?
I just tell you this, Yossi. I really don't think they're gonna call you back.
You don't. But she said that she would use me for some other stuff.
Well, they might have just been saying that to be kind.
I don't understand.
Yeah, see, listen, you're great, man.
Yes? Go ahead.
You're a good guy. You're a good guy just the way you are.
Yes, thank you, Connor.
You don't need a piano. MTV?
No, I guess not, Connor.
You don't need Channel 29 or whatever it is nowadays. I don't even watch that show in.
When was the last time you watched MTV, Connor?
I'm sorry, what?
When was the last time you watched the MTV?
Oh, this parachute pant wearing dancing fool was on at the time.
The parachutes?
Yeah, he wore these silly pants, danced around like a idiot.
Yes. And they were parachute pants.
Well, whenever that was, that's about when.
I saw someone wearing the parachute pants the other day on the MTV. Was it the other day?
Are they making a comeback?
I don't think they ever left, Puller.
I just think they should use those to save people from falling off of airplanes.
Yes, I think that's why people wear them, in case they fall. It will brace them.
Come here, I want to say hello.
Hello? 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 Hello, caller. Hello, caller. Are you still there? Yes, caller. Parachute pants. Yes. Parachute pants.
That was my friend talking to you there.
Hey, I have another caller. I'm going to put you on the conference. Maybe it's MTV. Hold on. Hello? Hello?
Goldie.
Hello, callers.
Hello, Yassi. How's it going? This is Jose with MTV.
Hello, Jose. Thanks for calling me back.
Yes, of course. I've been interested in a long time. We want to sign you up for a 6-year deal.
Oh, yes, that would be golden.
Yeah, we want to put your face everywhere. You know, we think that you have a lot of appeal to the ladies in this area, and we think you can move some stuff for us. You know.
Yes, thank you, MTV. So you're okay with the fact that I am in prison? That's okay for you.
Oh, that's all right, you know. Confidentially, our president right now is in prison, you know? The president of our MTV. So, you know, don't worry about that. You know, and half the people here belong in prison, if you know what I'm saying.
Yes, caller. Yes. Thank you.
So, you know, we'll send you the paperwork and everything, but, you know, we think that you're a perfect fit for Mexican Toaster Vest, and, you know, once you're on our Toaster Vest, you know, I think that we're going to really just start moving these things.
Thank you. I'm very excited. I am honored that you would like me on your Toaster Vest. MTV, all the way. I use them all the time.
Have you been approached by anybody else for endorsements?
I don't understand where to begin.
Oh, we don't need any sort of exclusivity or anything like that, you know. We just, you know, we'd like to know if anybody else is asking you to endorse anything.
I see. Well, you know, I do endorse my own line of Golden Bosun and, you know, Liquid Gold.
That's great. Yes. You know, we appreciate your entrepreneurialism, you know. You know, that's definitely an appeal to people that buy Mexican Toaster Vest.
Yes, thank you.
We found that you responded well to a particular demographic that is ladies between the age of 54 and 59. So we can definitely corner that market for Mexican Toaster Vest.
Yes, those ladies are very sexy. Yes, I have a picture up of a golden girl right now in my cell that I look upon and meditate to every day.
Oh, that's great. That's great. And hopefully we can maybe get down to your prison, maybe do a photo session for what picture we're actually going to use for the product.
Yes, that sounds very cool. I want to thank you.
Are we able to take pictures in the prison?
I do not know. Just, I would say sneak in the secret cameras, because if you ask and they say no, then they will know that you want to take pictures. So
okay,
that way.
Okay, that sounds good. You know, we'll try to do this through the proper channels. And if it turns out that we can't, then we'll go with your suggestion. You know,
yes.
We're not going to be doing such things, you know.
Yes. Can you hold on for a second? Hold on.
Oh, sure. Yassi?
Hello?
Yassi? Yeah. Who is that man calling from?
From MTV.
He doesn't sound like no MTV.
Yes?
I am Jose calling from MTV. What show? Excuse me? So, oh, we want the Bujassi on all these different shows. You know, we have like 15, 20-second spots.
Name one.
No, we're going to play them during, oh, I don't know, Pink Plus for reruns and, you know, Lucha Libre and Sabado Gigante, you know.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, see, I suggest you sit down with Crow Dog and you look over that contract.
Yes, I will.
Are you suggesting that we're not doing things on the up and up, senor? Because we are a very, very formidable institution. You know, we've been around since 2008, and we have clinched the corner. We are the absolutely upstanding Mexican sweater vest distributor. I'm sorry, Mexican poster vest distributor in the world.
Who might I ask are some of your sponsors? Do you have any kind of commercial deals with any businesses?
Well, have you heard of Corona Beer?
Yaffe?
Oh, yes. I'm sorry, I had to hide for a little bit because of the cleaning lady again. I miss what you were saying. I was trying to be very quiet. Are you... I will look over your contract.
We do business with, not Corona, but we do business with a few subsidiaries of Corona.
Yes.
Who would that be?
That would be the Petrochemical Company.
It's all legit, right? It's all legit.
It's all legit? Do you have anything to do with Gansito?
It's too legit to quit, right?
No, but we are endorsing the many, many Cinco de Mayo events happening this Saturday. So if you look at any properly endorsed Cinco de Mayo event, you will see our logo on it.
I've heard of it, I think. Sure.
So would I
have... That's something that makes me a little bit less wary of who you are.
Frankly, sir, I don't really care, but we are a reputable institution.
And that's what worries me, the fact that people like you don't care.
No, well, you know, we don't really have a PR. We don't do PR in a traditional way because we realize that people are going to think whatever they want, so, you know, and they are entitled to their opinions. People such as yourself, fine, understanding citizens. But we also realize that instead of creating a PR department, we're just going to tell people we don't care. And we frankly found out that sales jumped once we did that. So we don't care is actually a slogan that we're pushing around right now. MTV, we don't care.
I guess it goes with what your people say most of the time anyway. Leave it for tomorrow.
There you go. There you go. You see, we are sympathetic right now.
Yes. I wanna. Yes.
Well, Yaffe, I know you're a grown man, so I'm gonna leave you to think of these things on your own.
I just need to see your contract.
Just a concerned caller here.
Thank you, Carl.
All right. Well, have a happy Cinco de Mayo, my friend.
Hey, bonjour.
And thank
bonjour.
You for your concern.
Hello.
Goodbye.
Yaffe, is this you?
Yes, Gustav.
Yes, see, there you are. It's Gustav, can you see me? It's so dark again.
Yes, I can feel you.
You can feel my soft flesh, can you not?
Yes, I can feel you.
I just heard somebody there. Who's this calling?
This is the MTV calling.
I'm Jose calling from MTV.
It's Jose, me Gustav.
Jose, bonjour Jose. Je m'appelle Gustav.
Hello, Gustav. Are you a business associate of Yaffe Goldie's?
I am. I cannot do the most business. I am in the present with Yaffe.
Maybe.
Well, we just offered Yaffe Goldie a lucrative endorsement deal.
Really? Yaffe, are you going to take it?
I was told I need to read the contract and the fine print.
Yes.
We'll be sending you our paperwork shortly. Yeah.
Gustav here, he is a very sexy man. Maybe you would like to have him on your toaster vest? Is that what it's called?
Yes, yes, Mexican toaster vests. We have clinched the corner on Mexican toaster vests for the women, the ages of 54 to 59. And as I was telling Yossi, and it is that particular demographic that we want to use Yossi Goldie's image to court.
I see. I am, you know, I am French, so I am naturally sexy, and maybe this can sell more of these things.
Well, what we'll do is send us a picture, and we'll see how you respond, how a different demographic that we're looking for. We're looking for men between the ages of 48 and 52. And so if you have any response from that group, I think we could talk to you.
I have the golden hair that will blow people away.
Yes, and it's long and flowing.
It's incredible.
Other men love the stuff.
I think the 49-year-old will go crazy for me. They will feel like they are 47 again. And they will say, oh my God.
You are a god, Gustave.
Merci.
Well, excellent. Once I'm in touch with Yossi, he will put me in touch with your picture of your face, and then we can go from there.
You can look me up on the Facebook. I think there's photos from my fans there.
Yes.
Okay, well, why don't you look us up on Facebook, too? Just Google MTV, and then you'll find us on Facebook, and you can like us, and that way I can see you.
Yes, that sounds perfect.
Okay, this is very good.
It's very golden.
I don't think I will have time to do this, but I like the idea.
Oh, Gustav, you have time. They're going to sneak in some cameras.
But we are in prison. They're going to do this all here? Like, when the guards are not looking?
Yes, they're coming to us during visiting hours.
Oh, like in the
glass. If we could coincide our photo session with maybe an actual prison break, that would bring a lot of drama and pathos to our imagery.
Maybe you can give all the prisoners some of your MTVs, and we will have a prison break wearing them all.
Oh, yes. How many posters are there in that prison?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's very dark, so there could be posters everywhere. Like the room we're in right now, there's like very little light, so maybe there's like Michael Jackson posters and like Asia, the rock band all over. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay, well, maybe I'll send one or two, and then you can see how people like those, and then if you need more, I'll send you some more.
I have seen on the YouTube, like in the prison in the Philippines, they're doing like the whole thriller from Michael Jackson. They've like trained the prisoners to do the dance steps together. Maybe we can like do something like this?
Oh, yes. We're very good at doing the choreography to the Michael Jackson.
There are people
okay,
here.
All right. That's something else we could consider. Yeah.
Okay. Maybe we'll talk to some of our amigos here and see if they want to start doing the choreography, like training the muscles for the stepping of the dance.
Yes. For the
MTV. That sounds good.
Thank you, Jose. Thank you.
I'm so excited.
Well, our people will be in touch, Jose, you know?
Yes, Jose. Thank you.
Merci, Jose. It's very pleasurable to talk to you.
Yes, it was very up and up conversation. Especially from the previous scholar of the MTV. She was not very, very up and up.
She was not up and up?
Well, she was, because she said maybe we'll use you for something else. And look and behold, was it close?
Might have been our new girl, Juanita. She might have been a little confused. She doesn't really understand the ways around the office, so she might have tried to contact you before. And I'll talk to Juanita.
Like she was going rogue there?
Yes.
The rogue employee?
It's the rogue's employees.
I apologize for Juanita.
Thank you.
No, do not do anything bad to her. I mean, some people do their job. Sometimes they get boring and they just like, you know, aren't firing on all the cylinders, as the Americans say, you know?
Yes. I hear that. I hear that. Yeah.
Do you hear that?
Oh, I understand. I empathize. But still, you know, if you can't do your job, then you're probably going to be fired. So
yes,
I'm going to go fire Juanita right now. And thank you, Yossi. And it was good to talk to you, Guillermo. And we'll be in touch, all right?
Gustav is the name of me.
Oh, yes. Gustavo. My bad. Sorry.
No problem.
We'll be in touch.
Thank all you.
Right. Au revoir, monsieur.
All right. Bye-bye, Yossi.
Bye-bye. Maybe maybe the radio show can play the MTV call for us one more time before we have to go. That way Gustav can hear it.
It seems like there's a tension at MTV, like the head and the butt are pulling in opposite directions.
Yes, isn't that the way it is in most offices?
I think so. Maybe it is because this is the way of the human heart. We have the way going one way and the way going the other.
Yes. Here. Can someone over there play the call again?
You filled out some information for our show for MTV about people who have an online fake profile.
Yes, I did.
And I just wanted to hear your story.
Yes, well, I do not really know where to begin.
Where do you live?
Right now, I am in prison, and I do not know my location. But I do have other representatives, and they live around the Boston, Massachusetts area in the USA.
Okay, well, we will call you back, because if you're there, then we can't tape. So I'll keep you in mind for other stuff.
Oh, yes.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
Bye. See, Gustav, she kept me in mind for other stuff.
She did, but see, she kept it so short. It's like maybe she couldn't handle the experience of talking to you.
I know.
Like, you know, she makes excuses like, I must go, oh yes, oh no, can't do that. It's maybe she's like breaking down.
I think she started to cry because she could not take hearing my golden voice because it's so golden.
Or maybe she's like, hears this voice and she thinks this is the song of the angels, and then this is in prison, and this is too much.
Yes, that could be the case. She is just heartbroken.
Yes.
She dreams about me all the time now.
I wonder if I wish I could have talked to her, because the women, when they see a French man like me with my hair and all, they kind of melt. And this Juanita, I think, would not have been any different. She would have maybe softened.
Oh, Gustav, if you were only here when she called, we could have been on the reality show. I don't know which show it was. I forgot what it was for, but I signed up for something. Did you catch that again?
No.
Could you, someone, could you play that again for us? Because I forget what I signed up for.
You filled out some information for our show for MTV about people who have an online fake profile.
Yes, I did.
And I did.
Pig profile, like pigs?
No, I think they said a pink profile. Remember I started that profile with Pink?
Pink?
Yes, the singer. Pink.
Oh, Pink, yes, I've heard of Pink, yes.
Yeah, she's still around. I do not know.
And so this would be like a show where there's people with Pink, and they like sing and dance with her?
Yeah, yes, like if your profile is Pink, like the one I started, then you'd have the show.
Poor Juanita, she seems so confused.
Yes, she does seem very
But this
confused.
Guillermo guy or whatever, he maybe can open the doors for you, and then they come with the cameras here.
Yes.